It's fitting that the first career retrospective for photographer Terry Evans takes place in her hometown of Kansas City, Missouri, at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, where she took classes as a child.
For decades, Evans has documented the Midwest prairie, its people and artifacts, and more recently she's explored her new hometown of Chicago, the oil and gas industries, always examining the relationship between the people and the land. Evans told KCUR's Laura Spencer that it was in Lawrence, where she studied painting and drawing at the University of Kansas, that she first started taking photographs.
In 1968, Bobby Kennedy came to Kansas to kick off his presidential campaign. That was in March. And first he went to K-State, and then he came to KU, where I was. So I borrowed this Nikon from my father and went down on the floor of the field house. And it was such an amazing experience to be right there at the interface of something that was happening in the world and making pictures. I liked the idea of being able to use what I had learned in art in photography. I like the idea that photography is an interface with the world.
And many of your works that show people, they're not famous people. They're everyday people, and often they're Kansans working on the land. Or in some of your early black and white photographs, there's a wonderful picture called Kansas City, Kansas, 1973, with a woman with her son who's sleeping in her lap.
I've always been interested in photographing people in their own environment, telling those stories of the interweaving of people and their surroundings.
I read it was in 1978 when you were living in Salina that you were first asked to photograph the prairie, and that experience really shaped and directed your work for the next three decades. Could you talk a little bit about when you first started taking photographs of the prairie and what that experience was like for you?
Well, I never thought that I wanted to photograph landscape. I was so interested in photographing people and learning their stories. And then one day, Wes Jackson of the Land Institute asked me to photographically record some survey work he was doing on a nearby virgin prairie near Salina, Kansas, where I lived. And so in looking at the ground in the spring and in watching the prairie grow, I started seeing so many patterns and so much life there, such diversity and complexity of plants. It suddenly became extremely interesting to me, and I spent the next year and a half going back to that 80-acre piece of virgin prairie and photographing it at all times of the year, trying to understand the patterns of biological growth and what they meant, because they also seemed very symbolic to me. It seemed that if I could understand the structure and growth on the prairie, then I could understand the whole universe.
In some of these prairie photographs, you have these detailed close-up images of the grassland. But in 1980, you started working with aerial photography. And there's one series in the exhibition, Photographs of Chicago, where you were up in a helicopter, a hot air balloon, and also in a small airplane. How did you start doing aerial photography?
I really wanted to know if the prairie looked the same from above as it did below. When I was learning about the prairie, I was reading everything, even everything from grass systematics to history of how the Plains Indians had used medicinal plants. But one thing I read was a book about medieval spirituality, and there was the phrase, as above, so below. And I began to wonder about that in relationship to the prairie. And once I did make my earliest aerial photo flights, I was so amazed because I could see all the relationships on the ground. You know, one can't help but see the connectedness of everything from that aerial perspective.
What the aerial perspective provides, too, in some of your works, you can really see the juxtaposition of untouched land and land that has been manipulated by humans. I guess the Canada-U.S. border picture is kind of like that, too, where it looks very one side not touched, but the other side very structured and lined out.
Yes, that Canada-U.S. picture is so fascinating to me. It's actually kind of amusing because it is the border between Canada and the U.S., but it's not an ecological border. It's a political border. You can actually see it. You know, often we can't see the borders. We wouldn't recognize the border between Kansas and Missouri from the air, but we can we can actually see this political border because on the U.S. side it was farmed and on the Canadian side it was not. You can't go very far without seeing it flipped, you know, farmed on the Canadian side, not on the U.S. side.
Well, it's interesting you brought up the word political because in some of the text around your photographs, more recent photographs, including the North Dakota oil boom, it was described as you had been previously neutral in some of your photography, but now you're taking a more strong political viewpoint. Do you feel like before you were documenting and now you're taking more of a stand on certain environmental issues?
I've never really felt like I was neutral. I have felt like my job as an artist is to tell the stories of the prairie. That's what I feel most compelled to do.